pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Terry? Any changes?
Nope.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, county auditor.
Good morning. We're just, well, today, got an agenda item, the canvas for the city school, the first tier canvas. Next week, we'll have the second tier for Danville, Mediapolis, and SCC. And then tomorrow, we'll have the post-election audit, which the Secretary of State holds the precinct and the race that we're supposed to audit, and it's the same one we did 2 years ago. So it shouldn't take us too long because it's precinct PW, the first ballot, the first race, which is Danville School District. I think we might have 25 ballots, which 2 years ago we had 8 ballots, so it's an improvement, so. But nope, everything's going well, just moving along, so keeping busy.
Thank you. Colin Gers, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, nothing really new to report, so.
So you're getting some input on your phone system you're looking at.
Yep.
That's good.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Kevin Glendenning, county sheriff.
Good morning. Things are going well at the sheriff's office. The jail population's still doing well. We're at 71, one out of county, and then that doesn't count the one juvenile out of county. Other than that, we have promotional interviews tomorrow. The Civil Service Commission will be at our office completing promotional interviews. We have 8 candidates that put in for future promotions, so we'll get that list ready for the end of the year when we have some retirements. So just get prepared for that. That's all I've got.
Thank you. Rodney Glazer, maintenance.
Good morning. Nothing new to report this morning.
Thank you, Rodney. Chris, County Conservation, how's that doing?
Good. Just to remind everybody, we are into our fall burn season. So there will be times that we'll close down our office because we pull all of our staff to help out with those. We've got to have everybody kind of on point to do those. And so there will be times that our office will be closed. So as always, and the same thing with the Nature Center, our staff oftentimes is out teaching programs or helping with field work. We're a small staff, and so we've got to share the workload sometimes. Just call in advance and make sure you're there before you go stop an hour. We've tried to build systems where you can do pretty much everything administratively with our department online, like shooting range reservations and shooting range memberships and all that kind of stuff. But we still get a lot of folks that want to do it in person. So just call, especially this time of year when we're out in the field a lot. Other than that, just keep on keeping on.
Hey, Winnie, are you keeping on burning season till?
Probably through middle of this month, end of this month. We're having kind of a late fall. So last year, by this time, by the end of the second week in November, we were pretty much wrapping up our burn. We don't even have the leaves off the trees yet, so we haven't even started our timber burns yet.
Okay.
So we'll probably, I mean, it's likely we're going to be burning the week of Thanksgiving, possibly even into the late November, first part of December, depending. If we stay dry like this and it takes this long to get the leaves down, I have to believe at some point, like it does sometimes, that, you know, we'll just hit that day and all the leaves just can fall.
Right.
And, you know, at that point, it'll really become no for us. Through this month, for sure.
I was just asking a question. You don't got to get funky about it.
Hands are full. You use up my time. I'm competing with Carter here.
Jared Lassiter, Carter Regan.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as always. We have an agenda item. I really don't have anything else today.
Thank you. Janelle, Nellie Longquist, County Treasurer.
Good morning. I have nothing new to report. We're just keeping busy like everyone else.
Oh, Mr. Carter, I'm going to go by you. Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. I guess big construction slowed down, but things are still moving along. A lot of stuff still being done by our crews. Ditching, blading, shouldering, all sorts of stuff. They are still working up along Pleasant Grove. That work hopefully will button up either this week or maybe next. And then, like I said, that'll more or less set idle till next.
Did they close roads on Pleasant Grove, or did they just have?
No, they did a lane closure, or at least a partial lane closure at one point, or they're going to this week, depending on when they were getting on the north side. They have some work where they kind of got to be out by the edge of the road. So, but there will not be a full closure this year. Next year, when we actually do the removal and the paving, it will be a full closure.
Somebody told me that it was a full closure, and I said I hadn't heard that. So it was just
no. I mean, there might have been a time when somebody both ways had to come to a stop because of something they were doing, but there has not been a full closure. There's a full closure at the intersection with Highway 61. Maybe I should be clear on that. And I mentioned that last week, where Highway 61 and Pleasant Grove intersect, the DOT has that completely closed.
That might have been what they were thinking.
Yeah, that's completely closed because they poured. There was a gravel connection spot where their project was going to go through, and of course, they haven't made the headway they wanted to make this year. So at Dodgeville and at Pleasant Grove, they came in last week and closed it probably Monday or Tuesday. They basically have put temporary concrete in instead of having that rock in there year round. We had a conversation with the DOT and told them the rock wouldn't work in the big picture for getting through winter. So they put temporary concrete in. That should open up. Both those intersections should be open up this week, possibly even tomorrow. It shouldn't be very much longer. Those will open up. I was told that Upper Flint should get poured either late this week or early next, depending on weather. So obviously there's a little bit of cure time in there, and there's some shouldering, just some stuff to at least get it safe to be able to open. It won't be, I don't believe, what I'd call a complete product, but it will be a connection. So so that's still coming too. And then there is some activity up along Mediapolis Road. The contractor that got the DOT's grading job up there is putting some driveways in and some stuff like that. So there were maybe a little lax last week on some signage and stuff. I think they're going to do some more work this week, and it will be an improvement. So, but just so you know, there's some activity up there. But Shane, that's probably what they were saying something to you about, was that intersection at 61 has been closed since since last week. But I mean, gypsum plant's open, so it's not like it's a long ways away to get around that if you don't know about it. But it'll open back up, I would expect, here this week.
I see the contractors did your blacktop, you know, cause who's out. I had to go out that way.
Oh, the crack ceiling?
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a center crack. There's a lot of, lot of cross section, too.
Yeah, they did. They did both. The center was the biggest of what we were after, but while they were there, we went ahead and had them route and seal everything that was there.
That's good.
So,
thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Natalie Steffner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Just a reminder that OHV and snowmobile registrations will expire December 31st, along with county permits, so you can start renewing those now. And then January 1st, we'll start a $5 penalty. Otherwise, just business as usual.
Okay, thank you. Chandra, do you have anything to add to the auditor's office?
No.
Not saying no. Okay, thank you. Ken Hindman.
Good morning. Tomorrow is the CEO region's monthly meetings, so we'll have a stakeholder meeting at 9 o'clock, like we do once a month, and we'll have adult advisory and children's advisory boards, and then we'll have a governing board meeting at 1 o'clock, 1:30. So our monthly meetings will happen, and our monthly business will happen over in Mount Pleasant tomorrow. And there's just like a contract amendment on there, and just a lot of the normal monthly business. So that's all I've got right now.
Okay, thanks, Ben. And Yvonne, safety?
Good morning. I really don't have anything to report at this time.
That's good. Everybody,
that's what we like to hear, right?
Yeah, from you.
Grant Heckbeck, how's the attorney's office going?
It's going good. We got a couple up in Des Moines for fall conference right now, as far as getting their CLEs knocked out. Still working on getting through the waiver, the COVID waiver list, and that's looking pretty good, I think. So Chris is in meeting right now as far as running through all those trials. So, but they're getting knocked out. They're moving really fast.
That has to be done by the end of January, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
That's good. Yep. Thanks, Grant. Chris Fogelwell, County Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy as well. Our current percentage for positivity is 9%, with that 72 cases in the last 7 days, and again, that will update tomorrow. Currently, our vaccination rate for 65 and older in the county is 82%, and 18 and older, it's 58%.
So how much?
58%, 57.5 but 58%. So we are starting to see those numbers go up. We're continuing to do the drive-through vaccine clinics at Southeastern Community College at the fairgrounds. And we will have those again on Friday this week from 8:30 to 4. And then Monday, Wednesday, and Friday next week, that'll be our last days to do the drive-through. Then we'll be moving those back to our public health building, and we'll have those dates that people can sign up to get vaccines. Next week on Thursday, they have now approved the pediatric vaccine, the Pfizer, for kids 5 to 11. And so we'll start giving those at our office starting next week on Thursday. So November 18th, and people can either call in for an appointment or they can go onto our no wait inside scheduling. I think that's all we have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did I miss anybody? We shall move on to correspondence. I have none. Do you have anything?
I have none.
Okay, move on to discussion and vote. We have a public hearing for the amended floodplain ordinance number 25.
I move that we open up a public hearing.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Jim Carey?
Aye. Okay. Does anybody have any objections if I don't read this in the audience? I see Andy saying no.
No objections.
Okay. Jared, do you have any comment on
that? Just as a refresher, it's one little change, preferring it's something that was missed in the initial review to prepare the revised ordinance, which was approved last month. So basically, by amending it as is proposed, it essentially ensures that it's clear that the ordinance covers all of the firm map panels on that reference index map. Even those that were initially when effective in 2015 or earlier, as opposed to only those that became effective in 2021. So it's just clearing that up.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no objections, we will give public 2 minutes if anybody's listening in here to call in before we move on.
My office hasn't received any other inquiries about that.
Your office hasn't received any. Did you, Terry?
No, we have not received any.
Okay, we'll give them 2 minutes here if they want to call in. They can call. They can email the board at dmcounty.com. That is board at dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. 319-753-8203, extension 4. This is boring time waiting on that.
Tell us a good joke, Jimmy.
Okay. No, minister sitting here and actually want me to tell a joke.
Oh, those are the only
there are clean jokes.
You just told them a joke. We still love you, Jimmy.
Okay. I'm glad. It's nice to see all them smiling faces out there this morning, isn't it? Colin, you're going to have to check this thing in. It takes a long time to just run 2 minutes off.
Oh, yeah?
Is that an IT problem?
Probably.
Turn it off and then back on.
I'd like to blame Leisner for that. Can we start putting in names?
Okay, we're down to about 4 seconds here. I'm going to shut this down. Seeing nobody calling or that, need a motion?
I move that we close the public hearing.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. Now we need approval of the floodplain ordinance.
I move that we approve amended floodplain ordinance number 25.
And are you going to recommend waiving the third hearing too, or because you discussed that last week?
We can do that without Tommy, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I move that we waive the third reading of the public hearing amended floodplain ordinance number 25.
And approving.
And approving. Thank you, Jimmy.
Second. Terry?
Hold on.
Okay.
Shane Campbell?
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Utility assessments. This one here is for the county of Des Moines. They're capturing telephone, telegraph, railroad, pipeline, transmission line. The county total is $40,930,664.97.
Taking this back, or are you going to give me that?
Okay.
I move that we approve the 2021 utility assessment.
I second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Jim Carrey?
Aye. And we have approval of the gas and the electric assessments for Des Moines County. Total here. County total is $387,800. No, this got to be wrong. There's two totals here.
Is there a last page on that?
Yeah, I think it's $387,881,000.
Well, then we've got $60,701,583, $387,858,981.
Right on. I move we approve 2021 gas and electric assessment.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. One of them for local health is Julie Shaw, certified nurse's aide, moved from part-time to full-time CNA, annual salary $30,000.87, effective 11/8/21.
I move that we approve personnel action.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have one for the county attorney, and it's I can't even pronounce it. And LJ, who? How do you pronounce that?
What's that?
county attorney's office.
Your
Naya Ume.
Your legal intern that you had over the summer.
Oh, Naya, yeah. Yeah, he's real cute. I can't say his last name.
Okay. I don't feel so bad then. Okay,
it's his last day of work.
Last day of work was 8/16/21.
I move that we approve personnel action.
Second. Terry?
Sam Campbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yep. We have reports here for recorded report for fees collected October 21, Veterans Affair for October, and also the General Assistance Monthly Report October 21st. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing or at your discretion.
John Phillips, Linda Murray, Graham Murray, and Matt Rinker as being the winners for those three positions. And City of Minneapolis Council, the top two, Chuck Master and Troy Garrison. City of Danville Mayor, Jerry Strauss. City of Middletown Mayor, Eric Gerst. We did add several write-ins to that one. Mr. Coyle received 32 write-ins out of 33, so we added him to the list. City of Danville, City Council at Large, Stephanie Heater, and then we had, for the second position, Cecilia Schnorthorst, with 14. And then City of Middletown, City Council at Large, there was two positions open, there was two candidates running, but Sid Majanto, however that's pronounced, he ended up winning with write-ins with 42, because the next candidate below that was with 33. Then West Burlington Mayor is Ron Peter. West Burlington City Council at Large for a 4-year term is Melanie Young and John Johnson. And City of West Burlington City Council to fill a vacancy at large was Kathy Newberry. Burlington School District Director at Large, the top three vote getters was Scott Mason, Darvin Kendall, and Christy Berghofer. And Danville School Director at Large, it was Jason Samples and John Paul Van Buskirk. And then Minneapolis School Director at Large, the top three was Mark Schmidtgall, Richard Whitaker, and John Witte. And West Burlington Independent School District at Large, the top two was Bruce Thielen and Amanda Hancock. And then they had a position to West Burlington Independent School Director to fill a vacancy for the remainder of a 2-year term. And we had two people, Vanessa Johnson and Mary Storch, that each got 6 write-ins. All the other write-ins were like 1 or 2 miscellaneous, so they all got put down as under write-ins. So we have a tie. So we have to draw a name. Chandra, do you want to be Miss Vanna? You can take it over to whichever one wants to draw the name so that they can figure out who officially wins.
Mr. Campbell.
Oh, give it to Jimmy. I want him to take the point. Who
Go ahead, Jimmy. You're rock, paper.
I don't care. Whoever you want to grab.
Go ahead.
All right.
I give you the honor.
I'm not looking.
Well, that's why it's in that deep pocket there, so you can't see what it is.
I have the golden ticket. It's Vanessa Johnson.
Okay.
Vanessa Johnson, everyone.
So we will mark her as the official winner by draw for that position.
Good okay. Job. Very great.
Now Mary's going to be furious at me.
And of course, we also have the Fort Madison School District on our ballots because we do have people that live in the county there in that school district, but nobody voted.
I was wondering why that was on.
Yep. And Morning Sun School District is the same. And so those will be actually, these certificates will actually be sent off to those counties so that they can add those results to theirs, just like we wait for Henry County
okay.
and Loisa County to send us their results for our races that we will do our second canvas next week. And then New London School District, there was a few votes there. And then we have Wapello School District, which nobody showed up for that. Winfield, Mount Union, nobody showed up for that. And Southeastern Community College Director District 2. And in our county, Lanny Hilliard got the top vote. And for Southeastern Community College Director District 3, Jeff Heelan got the top vote. And then the public measures, which the city of Burlington had public measure GM, which was for their 1 cent sales tax. The yes votes, 1,733, and the no votes, 219. And then West Burlington Independent School District Public Measure GN, which was their revenue purpose statement, 157 yeses and 35 noes. So that is the results of the election. And so all we need is you guys to approve and then do not leave because you have lots of signing to do.
Yep. I move that we approve the 2021 City and School Election Canvas.
Second.
Mary.
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Jim Carrey?
Aye.
Okay.
Have any other business?
I don't.
Okay. Future agenda item.
Just have
committee reports.
Next week I will. I'm really not helping you much today, Joe.
I don't have any either. I did go up to our new county shed. Brian Carter brought all his people in to work for him, the whole secondary roads department. Had a good safety meeting. Got to talk to some of the people that you just don't get to see on a day-to-day basis. Everything seems to be going real good up there, and I really enjoyed it. We've got one gentleman up there, Brian Hand. I'm going to go ahead and give him a pat on the back. He made, I don't know what you call it, Brian, but it goes on the back of one of the rock trucks, and he can go along, drive along the road now, and lay that 3 foot stretch of rock right along the highway.
Or
right
shoulders.
Here. On the shoulder.
Or rock shoulders.
If you ever been on Danville Road, I noticed that, and they've done that Danville Road with it, and it really, really works nice.
Beats having a lot of rock on the road.
Yeah. So, anyway, I really enjoyed that, Brian. And the pizza was good because you bought it.
Yeah. Nope, thanks for coming. Shane couldn't make it. I understand that things come up, but Jim and Tom came along. They took part in the meeting, but they weren't part of the meeting, I guess is what I say. We really covered safety topics and stuff like that, and yeah, thanks for taking the time, and I think it went good. It's always a good reminder heading into winter to talk some stuff through, and yeah, we've been doing a lot of shouldering, and that That's a new deal that we built, which we more or less plagiarized off another county. So the credit definitely, we had to make it work to what works for our trucks, but the guys get a lot of credit for that. I kind of nudged them to it, and they just ran with it. So, thanks for taking the time to come up.
Hey, Brian, can I get a confirmation? Is it true that you didn't order pizza till after you knew that I couldn't make it?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you for your honesty. We will not hide that.
I appreciate that.
I don't know who made that dessert, but the cookies were great.
And credit to a few folks in our office. Yeah. They added some dessert. I wasn't aware of that, but dessert's always welcome. So.
Okay. Hold the can, bud. We'll give you 2 minutes, another 2 minutes. If you have any public input, and for those online, we will give them 2 minutes, and they can call in to 319-753-8203, 319-753-8203, or they can email the Board of Supervisors at dmcounty.com. That's dmcounty.com.
I guess I have a correspondence, actually. I wasn't going to give it, but it was a praise to your guys. Actually, it was a thank you to me for getting a guy's road done. I didn't even know that
nice
I was
work.
There. I didn't know I was getting it done.
That's how efficient you are.
That's right. That's right. So I want to say, anytime I'm not getting cussed, I'm getting a thank you for getting a road done. I'm down with that. So tell your boys, appreciate it.
I'm glad that we're doing our job.
Those
need to be stamped and initialed by you guys, and then that other one needs to be signed by, stamped and signed also, because that goes in our official election book.
Okay.
Back in the vault. And it gets scanned in and posted on our website.
First two are approved. Two more approved.
There'll only be one or two teams allowed. That should be good games. Should be your best.
Go ahead and stamp that one and then sign it too. No, the other one is all the certificates and the abstracts that you're going to have to stamp, and we can do those after the meeting. Just don't run off.
No, we won't. There ain't nobody in the audience. Public input. We've got 8 seconds left here by the time I shut this off. We will ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming and putting up with me today.